Yesterday, Morgan and I saved a life.
What?
Holy moly. When you say Morgan and I, do you mean Morgan? Because she's a nurse.
I actually participated probably more heavily this time than she did.
Did you listen to that song by The Fray, How to Save a Life, and be like, now I know what to do?
I just don't believe you. Tell me the story.
So, in our house where we're situated, there's like our back garden. You can't see through because it's like a big bush and stuff, but you can hear the neighbours behind us. Mm-hmm. Now, I've had like DJ Fuel, obviously here in Newcastle, has come over before, and he heard the accent of it's an elderly couple behind us.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, they're Macedonian.
He picked it.
He picked it.
Righto.
This is the Macedonian anthem.
Are they playing this?
Yeah. No. They just sit there in the backyard and play this every day.
It's okay. Everyone knows this is the Macedonian
anthem. So true.
I don't even know why I need to explain it.
Because he's Greek, Fuli, and he's like, they're not Greek. They're not Italian. They're Macedonian. And I was like, good tidbit. Good to know about my neighbours. Anyway,
did you take them over some sort of Macedonian treat to be neighbourly?
To be honest, they're very loud. She's like a nonna, and I don't know if that's the Macedonian correct for grandma, but she just yells.
Definitely not.
Whatever. She just yells, and they have that backyard, like the classic nonna garden with all the different plants and ferns, and then like
there'd be some ceramics in there.
Yes.
Ooh,
yeah. little trolls and garden gnomes and all that here. Yeah. And I can often hear her. Anyway, grandma means baba. It's baba.
Baba.
The baba. I like nonna, but yeah. So we hear this. Morgan and I are in our backyard, and we hear this, help, help. And I was like, who's she talking to now? And we went quiet. And she's like, anyone, help. Like, help. Like wailing. And we're like, and then Morgan goes, hello? And she's like, hello, help, help, I've fallen, help.
Oh, my God. How old do you reckon this lady is?
80s. She's old.
Oh, man.
And she's had 2 knee surgeries, I later knew. So, yeah, anyway. So, she's like, help, help. So, we're like, what's going on? She's like, fallen. And we're like, okay, we're coming. Like, so we ran. We had to run because you can't get through the back fence. We had to run all the way around the block to find her house. I mean, it wasn't hard to spot Baba's house.
Yeah. I can imagine with the columns.
We run to the backyard. We get in. She's slipped on like a...
Wait, how'd you get in? Did you go through the front door?
Oh, through the side fence.
Right.
I mean, she needs to work on her security.
Oh, yes.
We get through and she's slipped over on like a pot plant or something. And she's on the ground, but like she's totally fine. She's sitting on her bottom and she's like, oh, is it pop hair? So I'll put the pop hair. And she was just mumbling and then she was speaking half English, half Macedonian. And we're like, are you okay? You hurt? She had a big cut on her eye, but it was a cut from a few days ago. So she's obviously had another fall a few days ago.
So she didn't hit her head this time.
And I was like, are you hurt? And she's like, oh, and then she rolls over and shows us her backside. And she's like, am I hurt? And I was like, I mean, your bottom looks normal to me. You seem okay. And she's like, oh, help me up. She was a larger baba, like an 80-year-old. She's had.
Did you say the phrase to a Macedonian grandmother? Your bottom.
What else can I say? Looks me and Morgan, okay. Morgan's about to go to work now. She's a nurse. So I was like, Morgan's qualified for this. And she's showing me her butt. Morgan's just gone quiet. And I was like, bottom looks good, Baba.
I am dying at Ducko talking to a grandma.
Who's Macedonian?
About her bottom.
Yeah. It was full on. So then she's like, help me up, help me up. And she didn't. She didn't want to get Morgan's help up. She wanted the man's help. Like, she's a bit old school. And she's a bigger woman. She's a bigger old lady. Mm. And the duck man was, you know, I'm putting all that into it. She's like, oh, and she was really pulling me down.
Yeah.
Really pulling me down.
She's not helping. She's hurt.
Yeah. I was like, come on, get up. So then Morgan's going to come behind her and like lift her up from the armpits underneath.
Oh, doing like the crowbar.
Yes.
Up thing.
We get her up and she's just sort of like murmuring in Macedonian and blaming the grandkids and blaming the whatever. And we sort of get her inside through all the washing that was on the line everywhere, walk through her bras and blah, yeah. Get her into the backyard. You see the picture of Jesus in the corner of the house with all the grandkids, everything lined up. Sit her
down.
They
are the grandkids. That's called the Last Supper.
Well, that's what that is. We sit her down. And then you know what I notice on poor Baba's coffee table?
What?
Half a drunk bottle of vodka and half an empty bottle of Fanta.
No.
Baba,
vodka, Fanta.
Vodka and Fanta. Not the go-to, but, you know, she's 80. She can do what she wants.
Absolutely.
And Morgan's got to go to work. She's a nurse. She's about to go to the John Hunter. And we see now that Baba's might have had a few drinks. Okay. She sort of hides the vodka, and then she just starts talking to us. And then she just starts showing us the photos of kids. And then she tells us that her kids live with her, and they're going to be home soon. And then she shows us her knee surgeries, where she had her knee sliced open and stuff. And we were sort of stuck in this Macedonian lady's house. I'm like, the kids are going to come home any minute.
No, because you can't leave her alone.
No, we couldn't. But Morgan had to go to work.
Of course. So you're going
to
be there.
And I had to go to the gym.
Of course.
Yeah, because he just got shown up by an 80-year-old grandma. He couldn't lift her. He has to go to the gym.
I need to work on my deadlifts.
100%. Yeah.
That's you deadlift a Macedonian?
All right, so your PT sits you down. What are your goals? I want to be able to lift an 80-plus-year-old Macedonian woman off the ground.
Yeah.
And then we're just stuck in this house and she's telling us a life story, but she's half speaking English, half speaking Macedonian. And we're trying to end that conversation, you know, 80-year-olds, and we're trying to end it. And then she starts another conversation.
Absolutely.
And,
moves on.
And eventually I have to be like, well, if you're okay, we're going to leave. And we go to walk out the front door. No, back door, go back door. No, don't go front door. I was like, okay, well, I feel like I just saved your life, but I'll do what
don't
you're telling me to do.
Don't go to the front door.
Very strange situation. Yeah. But now, my issue with it, I mean, I felt good for saving a person, but my issue with it, is she always going to call over the fence and want my help? You know what I mean? Because I feel
God
like,
forbid a grandma in strife calls out for you. That'd be so inconvenient.
I'm like, are you drunk again, Baba?